Players ready? Play. 15th seed here in Vienna. It's in late October, and we're at the ATP 500 Masters event. And it's just a reminder how lucky we are to be on the ATP Tour, where the last two events for the year for me will be at Vienna and Paris, great cultural capitals of the world. So I feel very, very fortunate. And it's a great place here at Vienna. Schönbrunn Palace is a great place to just go and spend some time. Food here is wonderful. As a vegan, it's the cakes and the desserts made vegan style are just out of this world. But it's a sophisticated and a wonderful city. The sad thing, I suppose, for this tournament is it'll be the last time that we see Dominic Thiem, who hails, of course, from Vienna. This is his home tournament. This will be his last tournament. And he's just been such an ornament to the game. He's won here in the past. He's won a US Open. He's made the finals at the French Open. He's one of the few people who's been able to beat Rafa Nadal on clay on multiple occasions. But he's just considered to be not only an artist in the way he plays with that wonderful single-hand backhand, but just a gentleman and one of the great sportsmen. And I don't know that there's a more popular player on the tour. So it's nice that they're giving a tribute to him, and Dominic Thiem will be sorely missed. For the 15th seed, my first up encounter is Cameron Norrie. Interesting character. Cameron was actually born in South Africa, raised in New Zealand, played college tennis in USA for the Mighty Horned Frogs, and claims that one of his favourite sporting sides is the South Sydney Rabbitohs that play rugby league in Australia, and yet he plays under the banner of Great Britain. So he's either an international man of mystery or a crazy mixed-up kid or a combination of both. But that's Cameron Norrie for you. And to be fair, he is a unique individual. It's really hard to have a game plan against Cameron. You'll see two or three different tapes that he'll have a different game plan and style on each occasion. But the one thing you know is he'll give 110%. He's one of those infectious, energizer, you know, full-on characters in tennis. So you know you're in for a good and testing day. But I have to say, I played pretty well and was able to get over Cameron in straight sets. But 6-4, 7-6, they were both tight sets. It could have gone either way. I think what worked in my favour was my, second serve. So, I mean, I've been working very hard on it, even between China and this tournament here. I tried to have as many simulated singles games as I could, and actually won 72% of my points off the second serve, which is terrific for me. And I knew I had to be on form because, I mean, Cameron Norrie's, you know, this year he's had a mixed year, but he beat Jack Draper at Wimbledon. He beat Casper Ruud in the Australian Open, two very significant wins. But he then went off the tour for a couple of months. I don't know what the injury actually was, but you know, he's probably taking it a little bit of time to find his best form now that he's back. But I thought I played pretty well today, and that break of the first set was pivotal. In the second set, we went to a tiebreaker. You're probably sick of me saying it, but when I get to tiebreakers, I'm confident of my ability to perform. You know, I have a tactic where I take a little bit off the first serve, but make sure I land them. I take a little bit off my ground shots and make sure that whilst they're deep, they're not challenging line, so I've got a degree of error, room for error. And both of those things worked very well for me, and I won the tiebreaker 7-4. So 6-4, 7-6 sounds routine. It wasn't a match that I'm very happy with, and it'll set me up nicely to go into a match against Matteo Berrettini in the next round. Fifteenth seed here in Vienna, where I'm into the second round to play Matteo Berrettini. Now, I beat Matteo in Cincinnati and played very well. It was one of my best matches for the year. I don't assume, because I won then, that it's just going to happen again. We're in a different surface, indoors. It suits both of us, frankly, but he's pretty good on this surface, and because he's a very attacking player, probably outside conditions might affect him more than others. He's got a brilliant forehand, which I call it a slap. I think he may not enjoy that description of it, but I say that with all the respect in the world, because it's a wonderful shot, and very short back swing, hits through it, and you don't know which direction he's going to hit it. So it's a hard one to pick. And his backhand, a double-handed backhand, which he's... he can sometimes, when I say bunted, again, that doesn't sound like it's powerful, but it's a very reliable shot, and he can hit a very good flat backhand down the line. So it's something to watch out for. So first set, again, this is part of the problem that I'm facing, that my starts are not good enough. And that when you play a quality player like Matteo, he's going to take advantage of it. And at 1-2, I lost my serve. Combination of, average serving and him hitting some very good ground shots, particularly cross-court forehands and backhands. He was really working the angles well and moving me around. And I found my role as counter-puncher, where I wanted to be trying to take control. You only need one service break on this surface against a player like Matteo, and we then proceeded to hold our serves at the conclusion of the set, which means I went down 6-3. So I'm down a set to Matteo Berrettini in Vienna, and it's important that I get back into the game as soon as possible. And it was the old reset, start again, think it through, which is all fine. Got to 4-3, and I'm 4-3, and think that I'm doing quite well. And then all of a sudden, he fires two cross court ground shots, one forehand, one backhand across my bows. And it takes the game and breaks me at a very pivotal point in the second set. And the problem is that, my game plan was to draw a short ball and come into the net. Well, that's fine, but if you draw a short ball and come into the net, your approach shot has to be very good. You can't just hit it down the court and expect the plug at the other end to miss, because Matteo didn't miss. Half a dozen times, I've taken the short ball, it's the right option, but I haven't hit it sufficiently deep enough or angled enough that he's been able to get to it. And he's one of those, he likes a shooting target, which is either down the line or cross court, whatever it might be, he actually loves to unleash. And he just passed me on half a dozen occasions. And two of those times were in the that pivotal eighth game where he broke me. And of course, I'm now down a set and a break against a quality player. Now, least to my credit on this occasion, I was able to break back, and I'm very, actually pleased and proud of myself to have decided that if I'm going to go out, I'm going to go out on my terms. I'm going to try and control the game, force errors from him, not just sit and counterpunch. Hard thing to do against Bateo because he's so strong. I held my nerve, went for my shots, and fortunately was able, after a pretty long game, to break back and square it up at 5-all, and we then proceeded to hold serve until we got to the tie break. Once more, as I said with Cameron Norrie in the first round, if I get to a tiebreaker, I back myself. And this was a tough, hard tiebreak. Mateo doesn't take backward steps. He continues to go for his shots. I continue to make some errors in terms of my approaches to the net, some of my choices in terms of, you know, trying to drop shot or something like that were not well thought out. But nevertheless, I was serving pretty well. And it was a pretty competitive tie break. Got all the way to 6-all before I got the ahead with a set point, which I was able then to capitalise and take. So having been a breakdown to a broken back to a then won a tie break against a very good player, Matteo Berrettini, I thought that was a very good effort and put myself in the frame for a good final set. The third set against Matteo Berrettini didn't go quite as I had wanted or planned, where he broke me straight away. 2-3 and I lose serve, and all of a sudden you're chasing again. But I could at least take heart from the fact that I was in the same position in the second set and was able to fight back. So my mindset was still to keep playing good attacking tennis, have my game plan, hit through the ball, take it early if I got the opportunity, and get to the net. But whether it's the surface, whether it's Mateo, whether it's a combination of those things, I was just hitting my approaches just that touch short, sitting up, and bang, each time he would be good enough to pass me. And he's got a big serve, and he served well. And at the end of the day, that break in that last middle of the last set was sufficient for him to carry on and take out the third set 6-3. So I've gone down 3-6, 7-6, 3-6. And was pretty disappointed, but I have to take my hat off to Mateo. He was the better player on the day and deserved the win. The wrap-up from Vienna, second last tournament of the year. 50 points, that's good. 37,000 and my self-assessment, 7 out of 10. I was pleased to have beaten Cameron Norrie and I played well. I was pleased to have fought back against Matteo Berrettini, and I thought it was a high standard match. I didn't play badly. He played better. If I played that sort of tennis against a lot of players on the tour this year, I would have done very well. So he's in good form. I've got one more tournament to go. I really need to finish off well. It's in the Paris Masters. I'll look forward to doing so. But whatever I do, I've got to be committed to my game plan. So until then, thank you, ball people. Thank you, Hawkeye.